Welcome back to the last term of this academic year. And if you're a Year 6 parent, I bet you're thinking to yourself, oh my goodness me, where has all of that time gone? I cannot believe that my little bundle of joy will soon be going to secondary school. It's scary how the time speeds away from us, doesn't it? That's why it's always important to make the most of every single moment. That's a true fact. I hope you had a lovely half term. I know the weather was rubbish, apart from you lucky people who obviously went away and got a nice tan. But it was rubbish until yesterday, really, wasn't it? Where the sun came out again and teased us and said, look, I'm still about and it's been reasonably good today. And it's going to be nice all week. So that's okay, but wish it was last week. So 7.5 weeks until the summer holiday. We're here up until Wednesday the 24th of July. It's funny, isn't it? My wife actually rolls her eyes at me when I say, oh, 7 weeks, three-day term. She goes, honestly, us in the real world, that's muggles who go to work normally, we, you know, sometimes do 12, 14, 15 weeks at a time. There's something about the intensity of working in schools and you're looking at 7 weeks in 3 days and thinking, oh my goodness me, that's a long time. So looking forward to the stretch ahead of us, lots of exciting things to come, such as sports day. We've got year six productions, we're taking year six to Chessington, lots and lots and lots of exciting things to come, and you'll hear about them here first on the pod. First of all, we are having our volunteer morning this Saturday. If you can give up a few hours of your time, we'd really, really appreciate it. We need furniture flat packed, we need mud kitchens painted, we need fence posts banged in. There's so many jobs that we still need doing around our school. So if you can give any time, we're here from 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. I'm doing bacon sarnies again, teas, coffees. We're gonna look after you. So if you can come, please just send us a little email, headteacher@shearsgreen-jun.kent.seh.uk. So I know I've got enough bacon to cater for you all, and we're going to go to about 1 o'clock-ish. We're not going to go as late as last time. That was crazy and I couldn't walk for days after. So 8 o'clock to about 1. Come for as long or as short as you can, but all of the manpower we can get as possible will be amazing. Thank you. It is out coffee morning tomorrow from 8:30 here. We're going to have it in our family hub. It'll be really nice to come in, have a coffee, have a chat. And as I always say, a problem shared is a problem halved. And it's amazing, isn't it, when we speak to other parents and you say, oh, do you know what, my child's doing this or my child's doing that. Somebody else has got that experience and might just be able to give you a gem of a bit of advice. Some of the parents have got such amazing ideas. Come along, have a listen, have a chat, have a coffee and go off with a smile on your face. If you are in year five, don't forget the window for applying for the 11 plus test has opened today. If you have a daughter and you'd be interested in them going to Mayfield, they've emailed us just to sort of send some information out to you guys. But basically, entry into Mayfield Grammar School is either via the 11 plus test or via the optional Mayfield test. You must sit the 11 plus test. You can't just do the Mayfield one. I will send out, and I do this a lot, I'm so sorry, right? I'm so rubbish at times. And I say, I'm going to send this out, I'll let you have this. And I forget in my poor admin skills. So I do apologise in advance, but I'm going to send out the link for information about the 2020, the entry to Mayfield. Okay, so, but remember, you must apply for the 11 plus test first. Start again next week, as per we explained before, and they're going to run up until the 19th of July, so the penultimate week before we go into those last 3 days. Last day of term, just before half term, we had the BBC in again. So when the feature is on TV, I will let you know, but you'll be pleased to know I had a starring role. And we took it up a notch, actually. We had me walking down the corridor and talking at the same time. So I just wasn't stood there statically, okay? I was walking and talking, which I know it sounds like it's an easy skill, but it isn't in the world of TV. And it required me to do quite a few different things and quite a few takes. So laugh as much as you want, but I tell you, being a TV star It's not easy. Sitting behind a microphone is much, much easier. And yeah, I doff my cap to anybody who does live TV. My goodness me, that is difficult. Well, I look forward to seeing as many of you as possible Saturday morning. Don't forget just to let us send us a little email if you can help, headteach@. And I will be back next Monday with the pod, as always. I'll see you around school. Take care, have a lovely week. See you soon.